ABC Radio Australia.
Tour operator Dorian Borchards has been scuba diving off the coast of Papua New Guinea for 22 years. But in December last year, he spotted a strange creature which he'd never seen before. He filmed a large translucent mass bobbing alongside him on the reef and posted the video to a jellyfish identification app. When Australian jellyfish expert Lisa Ann Gershwin saw the video, she was gobsmacked because she believed Dorian had found an undiscovered species of jellyfish. Reporter Hugo Hodge caught up with Dorian to find out more about his rare encounter.
Well, when I first saw it, I wasn't sure what it was. Like, I didn't know it was anything different to any other jellyfish at the time, so I just ignored it and swam. I videoed it briefly, and then I carried on swimming past down to the wreck. And then when I went up to the shallows again, then I came across a few of them there, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I've never seen one of these. It's about the size of, or just slightly bigger than a soccer ball. Yeah, it's just really nice colors, and I just noticed what really struck me was the intricate patterns on it. It's almost like an art school, and someone's actually done all sorts of little designs on it. I've always thought of jellyfish as being slow moving and quite clumsy and sort of getting washed around and hitting the reef and getting torn up by the coral and that sort of stuff. But these guys, they were really impressive. They were swimming up current and they were swimming around the reef, you know, and actually seemed to know exactly what they were doing and where they were in the water column. And I'm quite a sort of, I've got an inquiring mind. If I see something, I like to know what they are. When I got back, I thought, oh, yeah, I must have a look what that is. And then I spoke to my wife in South Africa and I said, oh, I saw this cool jellyfish today. And, you know, and she said, oh, send me a picture. And then that's when she downloaded a jellyfish app and, it wasn't on there, so she sent a photo to the contact us form on it, and that's where we suddenly had a very excited jellyfish scientist on the phone actually asking all about it.
And I took one look at this thing, and I went, "Oh my God! It's huge. It's got to be highly venomous." And so right away I became fascinated, you know, what is this thing? And, you know, I've since analyzed it very, very thoroughly, frame by frame. And yeah, I'm confident that it's actually a new species. So I couldn't be more excited or more tickled.
Dorian, what was your reaction when jellyfish expert Dr. Lisa Ann Gershwin from the Australian Marine Stinger Advisory Service in Tasmania told you
that this was something that she hadn't seen before and it was suspected to be a new species that was undiscovered?
Yeah, well, I was just absolutely amazed. I've never thought I'd actually see anything new. You know, you sort of think, oh, well, I'm just an average person. I'm not doing exciting stuff, going exploratory trips and stuff, and I'd never expected to find anything new like that.
Have you spoken to any other locals in the area and found out if they've seen the jellyfish before or known about it?
I've shown it to a few people around. I've shown it to all my dive guides and other people, and no one's actually can remember seeing anything like that.
Are you going to head back out there and try and find these jellyfish again?
I've been out there a lot of times and we've never seen them again. Well, I've been here 22 years and only seen them that once. So chances are unlikely, yes.
If it were up to you to name the new jellyfish, what would you call it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, anyone, I suppose. It's just a human thing to want to be immortalized and have something named after you, but I think I'll just leave that up to the scientists to sort out.
Okay, so you wouldn't go for the Dorian jellyfish?
No, to have a lethal stinging thing named after me, yeah, it's interesting and it's nice, but I'll leave it to the scientists.